You're tuned in Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. with the Harvest Group Institute. It's never too late to redirect your financial plan. Get the help and advice you need right here every Saturday morning at 10 on Praise 107.9.
What's up, Jacksonville? How are you guys today? We are here in the studio, Praise 107.9, having a good time here at Financing Your Future. I'm here with Jeremy Plummer.
Good morning, Jacksonville. How are you?
What in the world? What? And by the way, guys, he's a comedian as well. And then we also have Miss Tiffany Pineda.
Good morning, Danielle Pineda. Yes, good morning, guys.
And Melinda today is not in. She's actually helping me out.
You gonna stick to?
Yeah, she's helping me out with the baby today.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So he turned two. So we're having a party, at the bouncy place.
Oh, that's fun.
At 3:30. Anybody want to come at 3:30? We'll be out there jumping.
Bring
around.
A gift. Don't show up empty handed.
Yeah, bring a gift. And don't just show up. Like I tell people, if you're coming with your kid to the trampoline park, jump on the trampolines.
I will not, shall not, cannot.
Yes.
I don't think you want me doing that, brother. I don't know if you're going to get your deposit back if I get on there.
So let's have fun. And anyways, guys, so don't forget, the show is brought to you by the Harvest Group Institute. Go to our website, harvestgroupinstitute.com. Check out what's going on. We're a Bible-based training company. And the goal is to help people to understand that they are supposed to have life and enjoy it, the reason Jesus came. And Rack City Inspiration, go to RackCityInspiration.com. Melinda Rackley, she can help you write any type of book you're trying to get done. If it's a journal, if it's an idea you're trying to mine out of your head and navigate the process, she can help you do it. She's a phenomenal publisher. First Command Financial, Mr. Nick Poe, 904-269-8772. They've been sponsoring our seminars and this radio show for some time now, and we really appreciate them. When you are ready to get yourself in order financially, get your future, remember, financing your future, that's what they're here for, to help you do that. And again, Mr. Nick Poe with First Command Financial, 269-8772. Don't forget about Kids in Cape, Inc. They are an organization committed to helping children, to protect children from sexual predators, from sexual assault, and anything of that nature. If you have a love for children and you want to be a blessing to this organization, give them a call. Go to their website, kidsincapeinc.org. That's K-I-D-S, the letter N, C-A-P-E-S-I-N-C.org. And let them know you want to be a blessing to them. You want to help out. You want to sow your time. You want to sow some money. And Chiropractic Injury Solutions, my good friend Dr. Natalie Blum, they have a South Side and West Side location. Her number is 904-300-3114. Go to chiropractorjacks.com. They do an amazing job. If you've been in an accident, or you just got, you know how you tweak your back sometimes?
Yeah, or you're repetitively in an accident.
Or you're repetitively. Oh. Like if you make a living suing people.
Yeah.
And you need to go to a chiropractor.
Yeah.
You know, she'll take your money. You know.
She'll fix you and take your money.
Yeah, right.
That's the important part, right? Fix you so you can come back.
Right. Go to her office, man. She's an amazing woman. The practice is awesome. Great people there. I love the massages. I don't like so much when she does the back cracking stuff. But she made me do it the other day, and I did feel better. So I was like, okay, I guess I'll listen, you know. So, again, that's Chiropractic Injury Solutions, Dr. Natalie Blum, 300-3114. And then we got Luke Lewis. He's a real estate agent in this city. He's a really cool guy, really great guy. He actually just wrote a book. It's a phenomenal book. But if you're looking to buy a house, or you don't know what you need to do to buy a house, give Luke Lewis a call. His company is called Jackson Real. The number is 904-565-0100. That's Luke Lewis at 465-0100. And so, anyways, what we've been talking about, ladies and gentlemen, last week, and we didn't get a chance to finish it, is financial literacy. And, you know, that's the buzzword all over the place, financial literacy. And I want to challenge you guys to be critical thinkers. Because everybody that's screaming financial literacy is not qualified to teach you about money.
That's true.
You know, and so, you know, and my question when I ask people, what is financial literacy? What do you mean financial literacy? What are you going to teach me? If it's just how to budget, that's not financial literacy. And don't get me wrong, thank God for budgeting. We're supposed to organize our spending. We're supposed to organize getting our bills paid. But financial literacy is not just a budgeting class.
No.
You know, really understanding how finances work It's so much more. It's so much bigger than that. And when I say use your critical thinking, ladies and gentlemen, if you go to a financial literacy class, okay, and you look across from you, yes, okay, and you look across from you, and the person teaching the class doesn't have any money, how can they teach you financial literacy? And if you can't judge people.
Yes, no, you can.
I
feel like you should be able to at that point.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. If you're teaching me something, yeah. I need to be able to judge you.
Absolutely. And that's 100% correct. You know, one of my mentors told me this. He said, look, man, don't listen to people that don't have what you want. He said, and don't listen to people that are not willing to teach you how to get what you want.
That's right.
And he said, and the last thing he said, Joseph, success leaves clues. Everybody's going to give you their opinion, but you can look at them mm-hmm. and tell if they know what they're talking about.
Right. As they ask you for a ride at the end of the seminar. Can you give me a ride home?
Right. I don't want to catch the bus.
If he's selling books out of his trunk after class, you might need right. to find another class to go
you
to.
You know, absolutely. And so at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, use your critical thinking.
That's it.
You know, I'm the guy sitting in class looking like that. Those shoes got holes in them. How are you teaching me financial literacy? I'm the guy sitting in the front that's like, huh? Like, that suit is dirty. How are you teaching me financial literacy? And, you know, we're making light of it, but I really want you guys to use your own critical thinking and don't just listen to people talk about financial literacy. And unfortunately, thank God for this city. I love living in Jacksonville. But so many of the, you know, I went to a program here. I'm not going to name the organization, but it was an organization associated with the city. And they had a business course. Mm-hmm. And I went to this course and I left out of the course like, what do you do next? Everybody that left out was like, what do you do next? Then it dawned on me. The guy teaching the class doesn't own the business. He works for the organization that's teaching the class. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. So, again, critical thinking, ladies and gentlemen. Give us a call in here in the studio, 904-296-2251, 904-296-2251. Don't forget to go to harvestgroupinstitute.com. Check out rackcityinspiration.com. First Command Financial, Mr. Nick Poe, 904-269-8772. That's 904-269-8772. KidsInCapeInc.org. Keeping kids safe from sexual abuse and any of that kind of stuff, guys. Sexual predators. It's real. Pay attention to what's going on around your children.
Look at the news.
I was watching this. I saw a billboard, and this billboard talked about sex trafficking.
Yep.
And I'm like, are you kidding me? Really? Is that really what's going on? That's crazy.
Super Bowl weekend in Atlanta alone, there'll be 7,000 human sex traffic victims. In Atlanta alone, 7,000 in one weekend.
And so take this stuff serious. You got organizations that's committed to stopping this stuff from happening. Participate in what they got going on. So go to kidsincapeinc.org and see how you can help them out. Don't forget about Chiropractic Injury Solutions, Southside and Westside locations. Dr. Natalie Blum. 904-300-3114. ChiropractorJax.com. Go get a massage or get your back cracked.
Yes.
And then Mr. Luke Lewis, if you want to buy a house or trying to figure out what to do to buy a house, I don't know where I need to go to buy a house. That's 904-465-0100. Mr. Luke Lewis at Jackson Real.
Luke, and so, you can use that injury money, your settlement, to go buy your house with Luke.
Yeah.
And
it's a circle.
Right now, which car is yours?
Huh?
You have liability?
I've been in an accident already.
I'm just going to step out in front of yours and face.
Oh, you're not going to get nothing.
Step out in face. Planting them seeds, huh?
You will never find my money.
Oh, Lord.
I have some friends
tied up
that's
buying new cars and chiropractic.
It's a way to, you know, I tell everybody, if you try to look me up financially, you can see all the stuff I'm, you can Google me, Joseph Thompson Jr. online. You can see all that I'm doing. But trying to follow the money, it says I'm broke.
So are you are you a living illustration of what you gave earlier?
My business is, no, look at me. I look amazing.
For radio, yeah.
I look great on the radio. How do I look today, listening audience? But yeah, guys, so don't forget, man, use your critical thinking. When you go to these things, when you're learning about this stuff, and remember, success leaves clues.
Yes, it does.
You know, and so you want to make sure you're really listening to somebody that knows how to teach you about money for real. They can teach you what to do with it, that understands the nature of money. Because money has a nature to it.
Yes,
you know, even from a spiritual perspective, I try to get people to understand that money is it's not alive, but it's a force.
It's an energy.
It's an energy. Mm-hmm. And the Bible says that money will grow wings and fly away. Mm-hmm. The Bible says that money will tell you that you can trust it. Mm-hmm. You know, money talks to you.
That's true.
Your bills talk to you. All of that stuff around in there.
He's hearing voices.
Yeah, I do.
That's all them car accidents.
It's like, you ever been like, I need to take off today, and your bank account be like, you can't take off
today.
You
can't do that.
No, you can't. Don't do that. And you're like, my daughter got a recital. I really want to go. And the light bill says,
come back to the dark.
You cannot, you know what I'm saying? And so,
so the light bill tells you to like not go to your daughter's recital?
It talks to people. Your finances talk to you, and it talks to you in fear. Mm. It talks to you in the name of lack and what you might not be able to do. You know, the dread that comes with it, right. You know. Mm-hmm. And so understanding that it's a force behind it, and it's kind of alive. And I tell people, your money will control you, or you will control your money. But if you let that force move you around, it's going to move you around. It's going to sling you back and forth. And you find yourself making all of your decisions around money. And around what kind of money you do have, what kind of money you don't have, right. What can't afford. You know, I love that car over there, but your money say, you can't buy that car. You got to buy that other one.
Get on the bus.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Or it tells you can't buy a car at all right now. You know, and so money will either tell you what to do or you're going to tell it what to do. And getting a major revelation that I have to get to a point where I control my finances, mm-hmm. where I control the outcome, and I understand the nature of money. And again, okay, cool, thank you. Money flows back and forth. Yes, it's currency. Does. It's supposed to go out, and it's supposed to come back in. But most people,
I'm waiting on that part.
Right. Yes. Well, the thing is, it's not going to just happen by itself. You got to know how to make it do that.
Right.
Otherwise, it's going to go out and not come back in. You know, I remember. You know, I love watching that show. What's the name of that show? With the sharks, Shark Tank.
Never seen it.
Never seen
Shark Tank? Yeah, I've seen that. Like Mark Cuban and all those guys like bid on how much.
It's an amazing show. It's an amazing show. And I guess we'll give a shout out to Shark Tank. We get no money for it.
Free publicity.
I learn a lot from watching Shark Tank. I learn a lot. It's these millionaires that sit on a panel. You approach them with your idea or what you've already been doing.
Okay.
And you're like, hey, we need 100 grand to grow our business to the next level. So they ask a bunch of questions to make sure it's something they want to buy into. Then they say, okay, cool. I'll give you 100 grand. Give me 10% of your company. So it's something like that.
Okay.
And one of the guys there is an older white dude. And he said, I don't care what your business does. He said, I really don't care. All I want to know is, will my little bitty dollars march out of my house and come back with little friends?
I like that.
You know, and when he said it, I was like, oh, that's currency. It's supposed to go out. It's a current, like in the water.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Your money is supposed to go out and come back in with more money.
That's it.
You know, even though God, you know, the Bible says that the kingdom of God was like the man who sold in the talents,
mm-hmm.
One talent, two talents, and five talents.
Mm-hmm.
And when he came back, he was expecting them to have produced something.
Yeah.
And the guy with the one talent says, man, I was scared.
Yeah, I buried it.
I was worried. Watch this. When I talk about investing, what do people say? I was worried.
I'm scared.
That I might lose. And that's what he said. He said, I was worried that I might lose your money. So I didn't put it in the bank. I didn't invest it anywhere. I hid it to make sure I still had it.
Like cat poop.
And that's how, like cat poop, yeah. And that's
I was
the state
say
of,
like a squirrel, but yeah, that'll work too.
That's the state of a lot of our finances. It's like cat poop, you know? It stinks, you know what I mean?
It stinks bad.
But at the end of the day, he wanted them to do something with the money.
Mm-hmm.
Put it somewhere so we could bring more money in.
That's right.
And we know the guy he gave five talents to, he did that. He put in some money to work,
yep.
And he made more five talents. And talents is money. It's not, I can dance. And then the two talent guy, same thing. He brought back two talents. And but the one guy, he said, I was just scared I was going to lose.
He came back this little rusted, folded up dollar.
Right.
He had crumpled in
and
the drawer.
But this is the interesting thing. What did God say to him? He said, you wicked guy.
Wicked.
And people don't want to think about that. They, I don't smoke, drink, and cuss. I'm not wicked. Well, if you're not taking the finances that God put into your hands,
mm-hmm.
and take and produce something with it, I didn't say it, but the Bible called that guy
called wicked.
And mm-hmm. so you got to realize, if you really understand how money works, you know that you're supposed to be taking money that's going out and producing more with
mm-hmm.
it in some way, shape, or form. That's what some kind of system, whether it's business, whether it's online contractors, whatever it may be. You know what I'm saying? But it's supposed to be where your money goes out and comes back in. Mm-hmm. Most people, just their money goes out, and it keeps going out, and it keeps going out, and it keeps going out, and nothing's coming back in.
Every two weeks, it comes back in a lump sum.
Right.
Right. And the bill and snatches
it. And it goes, and most, watch this, but when it comes back in, it's already committed.
Yeah. That's it.
What if, I remember when I was little, I was like, Dad, can I get a dollar? Can I get $10? Can I get $100? I want to buy these shoes. People are like, Daddy, I'm, people are like, Buddy, I'm broke. And I was like, dude, I didn't say dude at this time, you know.
But see, I was that, like, how that right. would go over.
I was like, Pop, it's Friday. We know you got paid.
Ooh.
And he would say, like, and he said, son, you don't understand. Before my check came in, it was already gone.
That was it.
I had to pay this and pay that and pay this and pay that. And so the lifestyle that most people are living is a life where money is just going out and never coming back in.
Right.
You know, you can't be trading dollars for hours and think that's enough.
That's
you know,
it.
Guys, don't forget that we're sponsored by HarvestGroupInstitute.com. Go to our website. We're a Bible-based training company, and we are here to teach you how to do just about anything you want to do. We got resources for days, for making money, parenting, marriage, business development, starting your business. We can help you get your book published with Miss Melinda Rackley at Rack City Inspiration. Go to her website, RackCityInspiration.com. She's an amazing publisher. She will take care of you. First Command Financial, Mr. Nick Poe, 904-269-8772. I have, I use those guys. They are phenomenal. Like, if something happens to me, God forbid, my kids would get $500,000. $500,000 is what life insurance I have through.
Is that why your son texts me?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, Lord.
I guess so. But I told him to make sure anybody he get to help him off me, that he trick him and don't give him nothing.
You know I'm up for adoption.
Right? You're up for adoption? You're like 39 years old, brother.
You got to get what you can get, man.
That's it.
Don't forget about Kids and Capes, Kids and Capes, Inc. Go to their website, kidsandcapesinc.org. They keep kids safe from any of the sexual activity that goes on in an inappropriate way. Go to their website again, kidsandcapesinc.org. Don't forget about Chiropractic Injury Solutions. They got a Southside and Westside location. Dr. Natalie Blum, 904-300-3114. And Chiropractor Jax is their website, chiropractorjax.com. Don't forget Mr. Luke Lewis. If you want to purchase a home or don't know what to do about it, he can help you navigate the process. 904-465-0100. The name of his company is Jackson Real. So yeah, guys, so that's what I'm saying. When you really look at the understanding of money, mm-hmm. the fact that it flows in, it flows out, it's current, it's currency. They say cash flow. When you really understand about money, it's not supposed to sit stagnant.
No.
When anything that sits like a pond, when it sits stagnant,
it stinks.
That's not how money is supposed to work. You're not a consumer. Consumer doesn't mean customer. Consumer no. means person who eats everything. They consume and consume and consume.
I took that personally.
Yeah, but we've been tricked into thinking that consumer means customer.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be a consumer. I don't want to just consume all the stuff that comes into my hand. That's an indicator that all your money's just going out.
Yeah, I like the currency part. I want to be shocked by how much I have in. Right. Your little friends are here.
Oh, I'm call us at the radio station. How much I have in.
Yes, call us, 904.
On the positive side or the negative side?
Every day is a good day.
Every day is a good day. But they need to call us, 904-296-2251. Call us.
Yes, 904-296-2251. Ask any questions. We can help you out. And real quick before I go on, I want to say, if you got a business and you want to shout your business out, go ahead and give us a call.
Yeah.
And let us know what you do. And we can take your information, see if there's anything we can help you accomplish inside of your business. So again, guys, be critical thinkers when you think about money. When you think about, when people are teaching you about money, your parents are teaching you about money, you want to start a business and your friends start asking you mm-hmm. stupid questions. They don't know. When you say, hey, I think I might want to invest some stuff, and they say, well, you know, don't be critical thinkers. If they're broke,
yeah.
If they have what you have, don't listen to them. Find somebody who knows more than you know about finances. Right. Be able to recognize that success really does leave clues. So again, I challenge you to be critical thinkers. And again, even when you think about our education system is not equipped to be able to teach us about money.
No,
it's not nothing. Equipped. Even in college, your economic teachers, most of those guys are regular dudes who got a check and they're broke. They're teaching about investing, and these are regular dudes who, you know, driving that raggedy car in the parking lot. And if you get a chance to hear them outside of class, they're complaining about money. Mm-hmm. And I'm not knocking a job. They got a job. I'm not knocking that. What I'm saying is, be a critical thinker. College is not equipped to teach you how to run and grow and own a business. It's not equipped to teach you how money really works, to teach you how to invest, to teach you about the true definition of economics.
No.
It's not equipped to do so.
Actually, it's equipped to put you in bondage, especially the higher education system.
Yeah, it's designed for you to go get a job and trade dollars mm-hmm. for hours. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's designed for, ladies and gentlemen. And then now the next place that should be able to teach you about money should be your church.
Mm. I told you I'm going to start a Facebook church because some of those cash app people are pulling in some money, so I'm going to do that.
I thought about you the other day on my son's birthday. I was like, I put a thing on there, say it's my birthday. Go to my Cash App, Joshua.
Oh, I saw that.
Yes, like, but you listed his Cash App, not mine.
I listed his. But only three people sent him $5 for his birthday.
I never saw it. Three-year-old with a GoFundMe.
Thank you for those three people that sent my son $15 for his birthday. We appreciate it. But watch this. If your parents can't teach you about money because they don't know, if school can't teach you about money and they don't know, the only other place we have to go is our church, is our pastor. We have a call. Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right. No, I was calling about just asking about investments. Do y'all handle that as well?
We do handle that as well. What's your name, man?
I'm Marcus.
Marcus, how are you, Marcus? It's good to meet you and good to hear from you. We appreciate you for listening. But yes, Marcus, we can help you create some strategies and navigate the investment world. We can definitely do that. Is that something you want help with?
Yes, sir.
What's got you thinking about investing these days? Well, I appreciate that, man. You know, number one, I'm very proud of you. I tell people all the time, the first thing that you can do is call in and ask a question. So kudos to you for that, brother. I'm going to go ahead and put you on hold, and we're going to get your name and information, and we'll give you a call on Monday and set up a time to get with you. Is that cool?
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Thanks so much for the call. God bless you, sir. And don't hang up. Hold on. So your church is supposed to be able to teach you about money. If, like I said, if your mama can't do it because they didn't know,
right?
Your school can't do it because they're not equipped to do it.
Right.
They don't know how to do it. Then your church should be able to do it.
It should be. Yeah.
And I tell pastors all the time when I talk to them, I say, look, you've got to be teaching your church about money, and it's got to be more than pay your tithes and offerings.
That's it.
And don't get me wrong, when we do sit with people, we make sure that's the first thing on their list when we do sit down and start to create the structure for their finances and how to get, you know, and do what they need to do. The first line is tithing and offering. And so I'm not saying that we don't need to be doing that. So don't hear what I'm not saying. But what I am saying is the only thing you're teaching them is tithing and offering. That's not teaching them how money works.
No.
That's not teaching them how to invest. That's not teaching them. You know, a lot of people are just waiting for the miracle. They're waiting to go to the bank, you know, to the mailbox and hope that a check is there.
Or that they'll find a 50-pound sack of 20s.
Right. And that is not, we're not designed to need a miracle every day or every month to pay our bills. That's not what God designed for us. The Bible is replete with scriptures on how to function financially. And it's a lot more than just, hey, pay your tithes and offering and you'll be blessed. That's a true statement. But what's being blessed is your business. What's being blessed is your investments. What's being blessed is what you're doing with your money. But if you're not doing it with your money, but sending it out the door, you're not a good steward of your money, and you want God to bless you with more of it. It's not going to happen. We gotta be teaching our people at church more. And so when I talked to them, I said, Pastor, look, you're the pastor. People are coming up to you and just blessing you. They're sowing into your life. They're you know, the Bible that said that you're worthy of your hire. So I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that. You never hear me complain about the pastor being blessed by the folks. He should be. Don't get me wrong. I said, but Pastor, you're being blessed by the people because of what you're sowing into them with the word and all this stuff. And you should be.
Right.
I said, but what's being sown into the congregation? Nobody's going to walk up to them and just give them a bunch of money. They're not going to preach at other churches and getting checks for preaching. They're not. You understand what I'm saying? So we got to be teaching that congregation how money really works so we can change your life. And again, that's what I'm telling you guys, critical thinking. Something in you sitting in that church audience, you should be able to say, I know I'm supposed to pay my tithe and offering, but that cannot be it.
That's not it.
That can't be the end-all, be-all for my finances. Again, that's why I'm challenging y'all. Be critical thinkers when it comes to financial literacy. Yes, sir. Oh, okay. You looked at me like you had something to say.
No, I'm good. I'm just basking in the gloriousness of knowledge.
Yeah, that's what's up, y'all.
He's critically thinking is what it was. Yeah, that's his critical thinking.
I was critically thinking and then got stuck somewhere. So.
well. Thank God you're a comedian. And it requires some critical thinking, but not that kind.
That's all I got, man.
That's all you got? So I can tell you a joke. I got a joke real quick. I'm going to sit on the air. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Hutch.
Hutch who?
Bless you.
Oh. That's adorable.
Thank you very much.
Did your two-year-old tell you that?
I made that one up.
Oh.
I sat down critically thinking one day and came up with that joke.
That worries me.
Jeremy and I are giving the comedian look.
Everybody's trying to be funny. Because you're a comedian? Hey, I got a joke.
You know what's funny is when, as a comedian, people are like, oh, you're a comedian? Like, tell me a joke.
Tell me
a
joke.
On the spot, man. Like, you ever go to a meet some random guy on the street and be like, oh, what do you do? Oh, well, I work in a pizza place. You make me a pizza.
Right, yeah. Nobody does that, right?
Yeah. But you know what I do? I pull up my phone and I go, okay, buy a ticket and I'll tell you a joke.
Good job. And they say, Nothing's free, baby. Yeah, indeed. Get that money.
That's it.
ABC, always be closing, and GTC, get the cash.
That's it.
So, ladies and gentlemen, and we're about to be wrapping up. So, give us a call, man. We can help you with your finances. We have a class actually that's starting today. And you can come if you want to come if you're hanging out. Thank you. Yep. We got a class that's starting today. It's called Making Money Easy. It literally teaches people how to generate more revenue. Mm-hmm. It's not about budgeting. It's not about anything other than how to get rid of the biases that we have concerning money.
Oh, my.
And able to open our front doors and make money at will when we want to. And I've had several people graduate that course, and they're empowered now.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you get a bill and you weren't expecting a light bill to be a little higher than what it was. You don't panic because I know how to make money when I feel like it.
That's it.
You know, I got to do such and such. Like when I'm short on cash, I don't panic. I know how to make money when I need it. I know how to open my front door. I know how to talk to people. I know how to sell them a good or a service. Like, I know how to do it.
And not end up in jail. Because some people open their front door to make money. We don't want to sell stuff that is illegal to sell.
Yeah. And we don't want to.
Joseph hanging out somewhere with his trunk popped open with a sign.
Right. Selling bootleg DVDs. Those guys, God bless them. Anyways. But yeah, ladies and gentlemen, give us a call, 904-533-6154. That's our office. But yeah, we got a class today, man. If you want to come check it out, it's at 11:30. It's going to bless you. And I tell people, anybody telling you, I will teach you how to make money, we're not selling nothing. We're not selling no Amway. We're not selling no Avon. It's a class that teaches you how to take your skills, how you're wired, and increase your ability to make money. And there's no other class like it. I haven't come across a class that literally teaches you how to make money. Laurel Langmeyer, she's a motivational speaker and a business owner. She has a seminar, and she's the only person I know that she has a portion of her seminar dedicated to teaching people how to make money. And she does it in such a way that people have made money in her seminar as they navigate and network with other people. So so give us a call, guys. Call me on my you can call me on my phone. I don't care. 904-554-0946. If you want to come to the class today at 11:30, give me a call. I'll let you come check it out at least. And if you like it, plug in. Do something different. Learn how to make money. I learn how to make money. I have mentors. I have millionaire mentors. And I've been blessed to be around these guys. And what God shared with me is, hey, man, you got to share this with other people who won't normally get a chance to sit with these folks.
Yes, sir.
And so I'm not a millionaire yet, but I'm doing okay. I don't have a job. I can tell you that. I wake up and do
work. You work.
I work very hard. I'm just not committed to a place where I got to go 9 to 5.
You're not trading dollars for hours.
I'm not trading dollars for hours. Absolutely. I'll say this real quick. One of the things that we teach in the class is, what are you worth? And people say, I'm worth X amount of dollars. I say, how much you make an hour at your job? $10. I said, that's what you're worth. That's not what you're worth to Jesus, but that's what you're worth in the marketplace. And so you got to increase your value in the marketplace. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anyways, I love talking to you guys. I love hanging out with you guys. It's super fun.
Hang on a second.
We got a quick caller real fast, and we got to get it and get in and out. Good morning. How may I help you?
Yes, good morning. I'd like to know where the class is and the telephone number. You speak so fast, it's hard to write it all down.
I got you. I'm sorry. We'll do this so we can get off the air. 904 533-6154. Yeah, give us a call, and I'll give you all the information you need. God bless you.
All right, appreciate you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now. I'm so proud of you. If you still listen, I'm so proud of you. We just told you, you can come to a class, learn how to make money, and I didn't mention that you had to pay for anything, and only one person called. That's incredible to me. That is incredible. So don't complain if you're broke and you can't do what you need to do, because you got resources and you're not using them. Does that make sense?
That's it, man.
So, all right, guys, we are reached our time. Praise 107.9. We appreciate your time and attention. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
We love you, and until next time, drive fast and take chances.
This has been Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. here every Saturday morning at 10 with financial tips for you and your family, and all based on biblical principles. Contact Joseph for more information at 554-0946, 554-0946, and join him every Saturday morning right here on Praise 107.9.